SWECO Executive Director Ron Mills says the first phase of the plan would lead to a 25% reduction of all refuse currently going to the landfill.
That amounts to the amount that will be recycled and put back into use is about 250,000 tons per year of material that's now being landfilled. SWECO's original goal and Team Gemini's business plan fit perfectly together in that over time, we want to see our landfill unnecessary, does not need to be utilized. And at that point, we can even contemplate mining out the old landfill to take material that has already been placed and extract recyclables and organic material to produce fuel as well. And eventually, at some point in the future, see this hill on the south side of Franklin County reduced back down to ground level.
Mills says SWECO will receive $1.35 million annually from the Orlando company for access to the waste stream based on minimum projections. He says it will more than likely mean millions of dollars per year for SWECO, resulting in fewer and smaller rate increases for county residents and workers. Team Gemini president and Grove City native Doug Hahn says his company will invest $300 million in private funding for the project.
We also want to use resources from the waste stream to generate power and do things with that renewable energy by powering other industry and other businesses, plus take some of the other like organic debris and convert it to methane gas because it's more efficient to create methane gas through an anaerobic digestion system than it is through a landfill. And we can do a lot of things with the methane gas, including generating power or create other chemicals or even power vehicles. So through all of that, we're going to take those resources and we'll then develop a industrial park across the street on the north side of the landfill, about 343 acres. The power that we generate and the byproducts of that, which would be steam and other things, will help power make it a sustainable industrial park.
Hahn says companies locating there would be completely powered by a renewable energy source and additionally have access to the sorted resources so they in turn could create products from those resources. Hahn says everything's done in a clean and sealed environment.
The garbage trucks and whatnot that will come to the landfill will go inside a building with a negative air pressure so that they'll dump inside of a building onto concrete and it'll start the sorting process so that none of those garbage trucks will have to climb the hill and use that extra, burn that extra diesel fuel to get up there. And we won't have the opportunity of all the trash blowing around and we'll help control some of the odor and whatnot as well. So that's in a very clean environment. Then when we go to pull out the recyclable material, that would be baled and put inside of containers and sent out to different manufacturers or recyclers. And then the other organic debris and other waste that we'll be using to create energy or using an anaerobic digestion will be put into sealed tubes or conveyors and taken across the street to the appropriate buildings.
Mills says it's all part of SWECO's strategic transitional plan and one he thinks will receive positive attention beyond Central Ohio.
I've been describing this opportunity as a game changer, not only in Central Ohio, but nationally, because I believe that we are going to draw a lot of attention here in terms of what we are doing and the beneficial outcomes that include shifting the focus on refuse management from one of getting rid of the stuff as cheaply as possible to generating revenue out of that refuse, and the strong economic development opportunities that accompany that through the attraction of these cutting-edge advanced technology centers who want to take advantage of the types of materials that can be sustainably removed from the waste stream using these technologies.
Officials expect construction to begin this summer, with some facilities operating in less than 2 years.